They may not have the numbers or the firepower to match, but soldiers on Ukraine's front lines feel they have something the enemy can't muster.
They are fighting for money, for the ideas of some crazy people. They are demoralized. We are at home, defending our homes, our children, our parents. We have no place to escape to.
And in these defensive positions on the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv, they have something else too. Support for the underdog, the sympathy of foreigners who've travelled here to Ukraine to become comrades.
I'm fighting for democracy because democracy is precious and one man shouldn't decide that another country shouldn't have it.
At a checkpoint in the capital, tires are filled with old Soviet-era tomes and textbooks. The reservists on duty say they'll use the books to set the barricades alight if they have to. Soviet history has not been kind to Ukraine, but here it has its uses. The mayor of Kyiv is here too, Vitaly Klitschko, not a man who needs reminding how to fight.
There is fighting in Bucha, Irpin, Hostomel at this moment. The one thing I can say that we won't go anywhere from Kyiv. Every house, every street, every checkpoint will fight to death if necessary.
Russian forces are less than 30 kilometers to the west of Kyiv. Video released by the Russian Ministry of Defense shows its ground forces in apparently robust form, though Western intelligence reports say they've made little progress towards the capital in recent days. Russia does have a significant air force capable of causing serious harm over large areas. But still functioning Ukrainian air defense systems, a surprise to many, continue to contain it. As the war grinds on mercilessly, it is punctuated with occasional bouts of diplomacy. A third round of talks has been held by Ukrainian and Russian negotiators on the Belarusian border. But with neither side willing to give ground, it's unclear what there is to discuss besides ceasefires that don't seem to hold. A unilateral offer by Russia to open humanitarian corridors out of some of the worst areas of bombardment and to ferry people to safety in Belarus and Russia itself was denounced by the Ukrainian government as unacceptable and immoral. But it did herald a period of relative calm in Irpin on the outskirts of Kyiv. Heavy shelling killed 8 civilians here on Sunday, but Monday saw many people making their escape.
My feeling is that I'm afraid about tomorrow. I'm not afraid about now. Most of all, I'm afraid about tomorrow. What will happen to Ukraine next? What's the next day? What's our future here?
No one knows what the future will bring. If Russian forces do mount a ground assault on the capital, it will likely be through these western outskirts. For the city's defenders, the only certainty is that the battle for Ukraine is happening now. Behind the lines, another army is hard at work, volunteers contributing in every way they can to the war effort. Cutting, stitching, knotting, turning strips of cloth into camouflage netting. You hear a great deal about the unexpected strength of Ukrainian resistance, about the bravery of its soldiers, the example set by its leaders, the civilians who've taken up arms and joined the front line. Well, this is no less a part of it. Civilians, soldiers, fighters and survivors, the finely woven fabric of a nation under attack. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Lviv.